Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, coming live, coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Blog Talk Radio Show here. I am your hostess, Moses. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, here to do my thing as my thing. And you know what that thing is. That thing is being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. For the divine expression of who I am is the maker and the shaper of my flesh. All right. Okay. So here we are. Today is June the 14th. Woo! Yay. We're in the middle of June. My goodness, this month is flying by. But the weather is so, so lovely. I tell you, I do not miss those days in Long Island. However, Long Island, New York, I mean, it has its, you know, it had its moments. And my time spent in New York is not in vain. I tell you that. It is not in vain. It was done for a particular thing. But you know what? I didn't know where that thing was, but the divine knew what it was. And because of that, I didn't get in the way of myself in regards to that. So here I am once again. You know, I usually come on and do my show around 11:30, but I had some things I needed to do today. So I took care of that. And that's one thing about, I guess, having your own business or doing your own thing, is that you can come on whenever you need to come on, and you can take off whenever you need to take off. So I'm very grateful for the time and the currency to be able to do just that. So what do we want to talk about today with Sankofa Divinity? Now, as you know, we are always talking about returning home to self. And our subtitle is Come As You Are, because we believe and we know without a shadow of a doubt, in order to return home to thine self, you have to come as you are. You have to come naked and not ashamed of whatever or whoever may be going on in your life at this particular time. It does not matter. Let me cut this thing off. Think about the blind. I mean, I have one of these ring lights, and oh my God, it is so bright. But nevertheless, returning home to self. What I will say is that in returning home to self, and I'm going to go back to the book that I spoke about earlier in my other shows, The Interior Castle. I'm going to go back and talk about that because I just cannot get away from that book, because it is basically, it gives you a blueprint of what returning home to self is all about. To return home to self is basically returning or turning within oneself into your own soul, becoming one with your own soul. See, we are one with everything outside of us. We are one with the exterior factors outside of us, but we don't know who we are in the inside of us. We don't know who we are from a spiritual perspective. And you cannot, and you will not enter the interior of that castle or the interior of your own soul unless you do it by way of prayer. By way of prayer, reflection, prayer, reflection, studying, contemplation, and meditation. Okay, that's it. Prayer, reflection, meditation, and contemplation. That's what it's all about, okay? Because that's what I do on a regular basis. That is my whole entire life. If I get up, matter of fact, I got up some time ago. I think it was about a night ago. I was awakened by this sensation on my left foot at that, and it felt as if my foot was was like being electrocuted of some sort. I don't know what it was. Anyway, it woke me out of my sleep, and I just got up, and I tried to go back to sleep, but in the midst of trying to go back to sleep, I'm having all these random thoughts to go through my head, and these unresolved issues go through my head, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to be wrestling with this at 3:30 in the morning. So I just got up, I went downstairs, and I basically start reading my book, you know, Interior Castle. I just start reading it. And as I begin to read that book, all the things that was running through my mind or all the thoughts that were running through my mind, they begin to subside. They begin to fall back into that place. It reminds me of a dream that I once had where I was a baby and I was floating down the rivers. It wouldn't have followed the Neuse River. I'd take the Nile River any day. But I was floating down the river, but I was a baby in this basket. And as I'm floating down the river in this basket as a baby, I come across, and I'm pretty sure you've heard me tell this story over and over again. This is not the first time that I've said it. But I come across a bypass, and at the ceiling of the bypass or the overpass or whatever, there are nothing but trickling lights. I mean, every light, every color that you can imagine. And they were just dancing around. But, you know, me as a baby in the dream, I was just taken away by the beauty of the lights and how they were flickering and dancing around. And I was just really excited. I could hear myself as a baby cooing at these lights. And then I come out at the end of the river and I hit the bank. And so at the top of the bank, there's like my spiritual guide standing on the bank of the river. And my spiritual guide cast down this chain. It looked like a chain. It felt like a chain. The chain was so huge, it could hold two trains together. That's how huge it was. But my spiritual guide cast that chain down. Cast that chain down to me as a baby. And when I grabbed that chain as a baby, and my spiritual guide started drawing me out of the basket, I could see all of these shadows just falling back in the water. What are those shadows? Those shadows are unresolved issues, thoughts of nothing, thoughts that are contrary to my own divinity, thoughts that have kept me imprisoned in my own mind, thoughts that have kept me in bondage, thoughts, you know, internal conversations that I've been having with myself that I didn't feel too good about myself. All these things were falling back, but they were falling back as shadows. And as I was being drawn out of this basket, and these shadows are being called away from me, or being pulled back, I am growing. I am becoming. I am growing into what I consider now a spiritually grown woman, if you will. But there's, you know, when it comes to spirituality, there's no gender there, but a matured spiritual being. Let me put it like that. I'm growing as my spiritual guide is drawing me out of this basket. And once I get at the top, guess what? I'm a full-grown woman, and I'm naked. I have absolutely no clothes on whatsoever. And me and my spiritual guide, we just walk away. So, you know, returning home to self requires one to come as you are, to be naked and not ashamed, so that you can become one with your own soul and walk away with your own soul. Walk away having an alliance with your own soul. That's one of the results of returning home to self is all about. Mind you, I will say this also, returning home to self will provide you with a peace of mind that nothing and no one else can give to you but the divine. And it surpasses all understanding because no one will understand that peace. They will think in their minds, they will think that you should be upset. You should be throwing a fit. You should be doing A, B, C, and D. But you're in total peace about it. In total peace about it. Now, I will say this. I had an experience some time ago where something happened to me. And I was in total peace. It was like whatever was happening, it was happening around me. You know how the Bible would say fiery darts, principalities and powers in high places, you know, spiritual warfare. I could see fiery darts coming after me, but they were just bouncing. They were bouncing off of me because I was in peace. I was already shielded. I was shielded. So in this peace, it gives you time to adjust, to adapt, and to regroup and to reorder your thoughts on how you want to respond or approach a particular person, place, or thing or idea. Now, we'll say this. Just because you have this peace in that moment, it doesn't mean that you're going to continue to have the peace in other moments. You're going to have moments where you're not going to have peace because things need to come up to the top to be resolved. Things bubble up and they come up to the top. What things? Unresolved issues, past hurts, arguments. You know, every now and then I can still picture or imagine, or not even imagine, but reflect on a conversation that I've had with a person that was somewhat unfavorable. And in doing so, what I'm monitoring as I have this reflection is, how do I feel about it now? Because you can have a conversation with someone and it can bother you a great deal at that moment, But as time goes on, you can reflect again on that same conversation and it won't even bother you. You'll be like, oh, well, okay, so what? You know, it happened. Eh, life goes on. Life goes on. My life is going to go on. And that's the way you have to look at it. You know, I am a fan of Jay-Z. I love me some Jay-Z. I love Beyonce too, but I love me some Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z and I love Kendrick Lamar as well. I love Drake as well, Logic. I love these guys. But I am in, completely in love with their gift, their craft. And let me not forget Kanye West, their craft, because to me it's the spoken word, okay? And it keeps giving, giving, giving. And they are the embodiment of it. I guarantee you, if you have a conversation with any one of them, it will come off. They'll be having a complete conversation with you, but it'll almost feel like they're rapping to you. They're just the embodiment of the spoken word. Now, you can say, well, that's not a good word, or they say this and they say, well, they do. And so what? They are still the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. The divine has chosen to express itself through them in different ways to reach different people. So my audience is completely different from Jay-Z's audience. I guarantee you Jay-Z's audience is completely different from Beyonce's audience. But somehow they bring them together, you know. That's what it's about, you know, the divine. That is what, to me, these guys, they are in total cooperation with their soul purpose. Total cooperation. And I'm here to support that. So here I am going back to Sankofa Divinity. I digressed. Here I am going back to Sankofa Divinity. We here, we're always talking about returning home to self. We are here to tell you or to inspire you to meditate, to contemplate, to pray, and to reflect. I was having a conversation with a few friends of mine the other day, and I shall call them friends. I was having a conversation with a few friends of mine the other day, and we were talking about meditation. And the thing that I have gathered from that conversation is that, you know, we think that meditation need to be a certain way. It is not. There's no wrong or right to meditate. There's no wrong or right. You can meditate with your eyes open. You can meditate at a dinner table in front of people. They wouldn't even know you're meditating. See, that's just how divine and supernatural we are. We could actually be at a dinner table and actually get up and leave the dinner table. And the other part of our being will be entertaining the others. This is, and we do it all the time. And I'm going to tell you how we do it. We do it when we are sitting at the dinner table and we are having these sidebar conversations with ourselves about who did it and why. We are no longer present at the moment, mentally or emotionally, for the dinner table, you know, the dinner party or whatever is going on. We're no longer present. We may be partially, you know, and not only that, as far as I'm concerned, the conversation at the dinner table is muzzled when that happens, when you're having these sidebar conversations with yourself. But we are multidimensional beings. And this is what, I mean, hey, we're powerful beings. Why not return home to self? Why not come as you are? The reason why we talk about how important, why it's so important about coming as you are is because the soul of who you are, the divine of who you are, the divinity of who you are does not judge you on how you come to them. It does not judge you at all. It's very gentle. It loves on you. It loves you like you've never been loved before, because that love is perfect love. And it dissolves everything and anything that is contrary to it. But I will tell you this. If you having free will, if you continue to have conversations with yourself in a negative, malicious kind of way, they are not going to prevent you from doing that. They're just going to be there and hold the space while you go through your tantrums or upheaval or whatever you may be going through. They are going to be there for that. But they're not going to step in and campaign with you. They're not going to step in and co-sign with you on what you're saying to yourself. Okay? They're not going to do that because you have free will. But what they will do is hold the space. So when you get tired, of whipping your own behind, they are there to pick you up, wash you off, and carry you the rest of the way, or lead you the rest of the way. Now, why do I say they? Because there's a scripture in the Bible that says, let us make man in our own image and likeness. It said, let us. So who is us? It's more than one. It's got to be more than one. It's more than one. So that's why I say they. They. This has been, this journey that I have taken has led me down a path or a road that I had not thought about or even thought to do. But I'm on it now, and I cannot get off of it. And not only that, I can't even turn around and go back to where I came from. I can't turn around and go back to that. So I have to keep pressing on. I have to keep moving on, no matter how frustrated it may get at times. Because even this journey alone is, it's a journey that is only a few would travel. So the visitors are far and in between. But it's a path that I cannot get off of, and I'm not going to get off of. You couldn't pay me to get off of it. You couldn't pay me to get off of it. So I say to you, you know, when you decide to begin that journey to return home to self, be ready to make some very hard, harsh decisions. Be ready for that, because the decisions are going to come. They're going to come. And you will find yourself in spaces and places within yourself choosing who you're going to serve at the end of the day. Who you're going to serve at the end of the day. So it takes courage. I'm not going to say that this is an easy walk. I'm not going to say that, oh, you're not going to have trials and tribulations. Oh, you're going to have them. You're going to have them, and they're going to be hard. And even in having them, you're going to have faith. I know a lot of people say things about faith, but hey, at the end of the day for me, if it had not been for my faith in the grace of the divine, I would not be in this space and place speaking these things to whoever soever has an ear to hear. I would not be here. No, I would not be here. And I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. So if you get on this path and you start out with just prayer, and I challenge you. Matter of fact, I dare you. I dare you. And I want to say this too before I even get into the daring. You know, when I was a child, people would always have this thing, this taboo about themselves when it comes to salvation and getting saved. And, you know, and you would even hear adults saying, you know, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to be saved. I'm not, you know, I'm not ready for salvation. And I completely understand that right now, right now. I completely understand that going down that path of salvation or going down a path where you're going to have to remain in the middle way by way of prayer, I understand that it's scary and it's challenging, and I do understand that people, you lose a lot of things in the process of doing it. You will lose your life in order to gain your soul. That's my point. The Bible said it, and it's true. You will lose your life in order to gain your soul, because the ultimate reality of your life is where? In your soul. It's in the interior castle. It's in the dwelling places of your soul. And once you get there, you want to stay there. You want to stay there. I'm not going to say that you won't have moments where you do something contrary to it, or you do something that makes you, that grieves you in some kind of way. I'm not going to say that, because those things, you are going to have those moments, because those moments come to elevate and expand you in your consciousness. It comes to elevate and expand you as a divine being. And I think I was getting ready to say this about Jay-Z, and then I got on a tangent. But Jay-Z said this one thing. He said, with every elevation, there's expansion. And I believe that to be true. Every elevation, there is expansion. And every expansion, there's elevation. It's there. It has to happen. You cannot remain in the same place all the time. We're constantly evolving beings. That's what we are. That's what the soul is. Constantly evolving, giving birth unto itself. The soul is already married to the spirit of the divine. So any marriage that you have outside of the marriage between you and your soul, or you and the spirit, it should be the reflection of the relationship in which you have with yourself, with your soul, with your spirit. That's the first marriage. The first marriage is the mystical marriage. And sometimes, I'll say this, sometimes you can get with someone and you will find yourself having an experience of the mystical marriage inside of the relationship that you have with another individual, but it's not with that individual, it is with the divine. And this is when people start separating from one another. They start growing apart. Why do people say, oh, we just grew apart? We grew apart because you start growing towards your soul. You know, I have a plant downstairs, and wherever the sun is, however the sun is shining, that plant is going to move towards the sun. Wherever it is, it can be on the left, it's going to start moving its leaves towards the left or the center or the right. That's how we grow apart from one another. We walk down the aisle together, and then we begin to grow apart from one another. So, you know, as far as I know and I understand in regards to marriage to someone else, it would be who of you to be able to pray and to be on the same spiritual frequency with the person that you're married to. I think it's essential for a marriage, a successful marriage. I think it's essential. I'm not sure, but I think it is essential. And I'm not even married, so that's why I'm saying I'm not even sure. But I do know for me that in order for me to be in a union, I would have to really, me and that person, we would have to be on the same frequency with one another. And that would be from a spiritual perspective. All that other stuff, it has little to nothing to do with anything. But the spiritual component is very, very important for me. So when you're with someone or you're deciding to get with someone, find out what is really important to you when it comes to you as a whole individual. because I have not always known that. I have not always known that my spirituality is the foundation of it is so strong and so relevant in my life that I cannot waver from it. I cannot move from it. I can't bend from it. I can't, you know, these things. I never knew this. And you hear things on Facebook, you know, what if you have a different belief? Can a person be with somebody who has a different belief? And I honestly think you can date several people who have different beliefs, but I don't, as far as marriage, I think there will always be a conflict there between the two because of the doctrination. Because of the doctrination, I read this one post and it said something like, if you don't get, and I guess I'm going to paraphrase it, if you do not get with or have a revolutionary individual mate in your life, that mate that you do have that is not revolutionary is going to turn you into a slave. I believe that. I believe in gravity. I believe that. And it's going to be a painful thing. But I tell you this, I would rather relapse than fall. So there you have it. We have our experiences that we have. And then, you know, once we wake up and shake up and get out, we can make another decision. We can make another choice and we can turn things around and move things in a smoother direction, if you will, and get out of those muddy and chartered waters. I tell you, sometimes I can't, some of the things that come out of my mouth. I'm going to go ahead and close this conversation out with Sankofa Divinity. They have said what they needed to say, and they've said how they needed to say it, and all is well with us. If you need to get in contact with Dr. Yahshua Elohim for my services, here, pro bono, here, love donation, here. You can always reach me at 984-444-2157, or you can go to my website, which is sankofadivinity.com, okay? Call me if you need a free consultation and to see if you're a good fit, and we'll just go from there. We will go from there. We'll go from there. So be free, stay free, and remain fearless. And whatever it is that you need to do or whatever it is that you think you need to be doing, pray about it first and wait for the peace. And if you don't get that peace, you don't do it. You don't do it. You continue to wait. Okay? So with that said, I say to you all, stay blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you happen to find yourself in that good old darkness, get all the understanding, overstanding, and understanding that you can possibly get, because at some point in your life, you are going to be the way, the truth, and the life to somebody else. So I say to you all, namaste. Be blessed.